There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Well, and since we borrowed from Star Trek a bit for that opening, those of you who know it, and we lost, what was it, Mr. Spock, Leonard Nimoy, this week. Dr. Batar, I don't know if you heard about that. I know how busy you are. But Mr. Spock has gone to a different plane.
Yeah, actually, I did hear that. And it's strange because my son and I, my youngest son and I, were watching Star Trek when my wife told me. So I don't know whether they had the Star Trek movie on because of that, but yeah, we actually were watching Star Trek when I learned of that.
Yeah, that would have been a coincidence, I think, on that level to report at that point. But it's fascinating how much that has impacted on culture and how much that character of Spock, you know, the Vulcan who is focused on the mind, the mental, you know, non-emotional and logic and everything. And I don't mind logic. In fact, I wish doctors would use more logic. I think they've lost their minds in what they're doing on the vaccine issue, but even more so, I've got breaking news for you, Dr. Batar. We didn't get to send you the story because it broke after the fact. But it turns out now they're admitting that nearly 1 million children in the United States potentially have been misdiagnosed with ADHD. Now, I know that's not surprising per se, but the interesting thing is how they've determined this. Because they admit that there are no biomarkers, there's no neurological tests that can definitively say this kid has ADHD, but they're saying that 1 million kids have been given ADHD drugs and the diagnosis simply because they were the youngest and least mature of the kindergartners. So if you got a 5-year-old kindergartner, you got a 6-year-old kindergartner, 5-year-old's going to behave a lot differently than a 6-year-old. And they're saying, hey, that kid, that's 5, ADHD, simply because they're immature.
Yeah, it's a very sad situation, but actually autism is also a misdiagnosis. In fact, you know, the DVD that you narrated is called Autism, the Misdiagnosis of Our Future Generations. It's a toxicity issue, as is ADHD, as is ADD, as is pervasive developmental delay. These are all part and parcel of the same spectrum of toxicity, depending on the level of severity of the toxicity, more importantly, depending on the level of impairment of the detoxification system. And again, the innate detoxification pathways, there's so many of them, will determine whether the person exhibits those symptoms that would be categorized as ADD, ADHD, pervasive developmental delay, autism, autism spectrum disorder, et cetera, et cetera. So it's all really a misdiagnosis. You and I both know that, but yeah, it's interesting that they've admitted now that over 1 million have been misdiagnosed.
Yeah, and it's all the more a black eye, if you can say. I mean, I don't know what part of the medical body has not been bruised and battered by their own admissions and failures and misdiagnoses and our misgivings about what they do. And, you know, to see this, it's just another, I guess, step in the consciousness shift that we've been talking about for years, that they can't keep hiding these things.
Yeah, I agree with you, Robert, and I think that over the last, I guess this is our fifth year now, right? Fifth year?
Starting the fifth year, yes.
Right. So I think in these last 4+ years, then we have clearly seen that the trend is more indicative of greater awareness. Whether or not the mainstream media wants to report on it or reluctantly reports on it, it clearly is the trend. And you know, I was just thinking right before the show, it's totally unrelated to this, but I was just thinking that no matter what happens, no matter where we are, what stories we're covering, what's happening, globally speaking, from a healthcare perspective, or even from a political, economic perspective, the one thing that I have found consistent and that I find still somewhat amazing. You know, when you experience a certain emotion or certain feeling, you would think that after experiencing it 20 times, 50 times, 100 times, 1,000 times, you know, 5,000 times, that mm-hmm. it would dull, correct? I mean, it would lose its pizzazz. It wouldn't affect you the same way as it did the first time. Would you agree with that? Would you concur that that
well,
would be...
Well, yeah, certainly if it comes rapidly enough, you just wear out the nerve. You just can't react to it. But there are certain things that I guess it seemed to have still this impact on us.
Right, and that's exactly the point that I was going to make, and it's unrelated, but I just finished with my last patient just a few minutes ago. My Mondays, you know my schedule, Mondays is an abbreviated schedule, but because we had snow days, because we had mm-hmm. so much bad weather
yes.
last year, we were making up certain patients, and so I had some overseas patients today, and one of the patients, that you know, her first name is Carol, we won't talk about her last name, but she said something to me that I realize how many times it's been said to me, and mm-hmm. it just never loses its effect. She's a 67-year-old stage 4 invasive lobular breast carcinoma patient with metastasis to the bone, to the skin, and to her scalp. And a year ago, she was 95 pounds. Her normal weight's 125. She's gone through two rounds of our therapy. She's back home in Florida. And she's 122 pounds. She says, you know, that she's eating too much. Her appetite's too big. And, you know, I was laughing about that. And she said, no, I'm serious, Dr. Starr. And I said, no, that's what I want. And then you kind of went through it. And at the end of the office visit or the phone consult, she said something to me that I have been truly, truly blessed to have heard this so many times, Robert. But, you know, mm-hmm. she said, I thank every day, Dr. Starr, I thank in the morning and I thank God in the evening that he allowed me to find you and that you helped me. And I told her, I said, Carol, all credit belongs to the Creator, so I appreciate what you said, but it all belongs to the Creator. And you and I, you know, we've talked about mm-hmm. this before. You've heard me say that before, and it's truly how I feel. But she said, yes, but the Creator allowed me to find you. And my prayer has always been the same prayer that you know, Azhar Bil Basra Bin Nas, God, please allow me to heal this person and allow me, God, please heal this person and allow me to be the conduit, which is a prayer that my dad taught me. The reason I'm bringing all this up is it, you know, when you were just talking about where the trend is, I find that even though that we're becoming more aware and we're more and more people are getting to this point of awareness and understanding, you would think that certain things just would dissipate and the intensity wouldn't be as great, and yet passions run deep, and if anything, it actually becomes this more passion. I've become, every time a person says that to me, the sense of obligation, the fiduciary and ethical responsibility that I have to these people, to these patients, seems to not go down. I don't know why, but it seems to actually get more intense. It's almost like that poster of the chimpanzee that's sitting there reading a book, and it says, the more I learn, the more I realize I don't know. Have you seen that?
Yeah, the more I learn, the more I realize I don't know. There's just so much more to learn, and it does humble you. As much as you know, as much as I know, there's so much more that we don't yet know. And as consciousness shifts, it doesn't mean that things necessarily get easier. I guess easier is a perception to some degree of the person going through it, but we do see intensity and passion and emotion and even fear ratcheted up almost to meet or balance the consciousness shift. On the other side of the scale, particularly with the ratcheting up of the fear of disease and the promotion of vaccines, the removal of exemptions, and the attacking on what they're now calling us anti-vaxxers, even though, of course, we've dispelled that claim, but the illusion of it is really ramping up because of, again, the flow of positive love energy comes into a place. This is a world of duality. There's always a kind of a matching balance somehow.
Yeah, but I think my point is a little unrelated to that in the sense that I think that what you're doing, what I'm doing, what we all do in our own capacities, it doesn't get old. And the reason
it's
old and it gets deeper, it gets more impassioned, as you just said. And the reason mm-hmm. is I think because that sense of, for me at least, and I think I speak for you too, and mm-hmm. probably everybody that follows the old adage that Confucius said, take care of people. Pick a job that you love, and you'll never work a day in your life.
Right.
And it's one of those things that I find that my sense of obligation or duty or whatever you want to call it gets. I want to figure out, like when we've talked about cases, I always talk about the ones that have failed. I usually don't talk about the ones that have succeeded because they're on video or whatever, talking about their own success. And so I've been asked before, why do you all, in conferences when I'm giving lectures, especially to the, our own AMSPA course that we used to have it, I was asked, why do you always talk about the failures? And I tell them because the reason I talk about the failures is because that's where I learned something, or that's where I still have to learn something. You know, if you succeed at something and the patient's better,
mm-hmm.
you got it. What's the point about talking about that? It's the failure where you're learning something. It's a failure that you have to figure out why did you fail. It's a failure that actually mm-hmm. allows you to grow more, to achieve
sure.
a higher level because, you know, my goal is that the one patient out of 10 or whatever that I haven't been able to help, figure out why is it. That's where, like, for example, the emotional, psychological, spiritual toxicity, you know, started showing its ugly head or rearing its ugly head, that emotional, psychological, especially when I split that fifth and seventh from each other as an example. Well, for all growth to take place, there has the shedding of the old must take place first. And I think that what we, you know, the way we started this conversation, that shedding of the old is taking place. And I just found it interesting that even though the old is being shed and the new is growing in, the one thing that doesn't dampen or reduce or become minimized is the feeling of when somebody's life has been changed. And as much as I'd like to take credit for it, you know as well as I do that the credit does not belong to us. But that feeling of when the person says that, Robert, never dissipates. It never gets lesser. It never becomes something that, you know, you become used to. It's always, if anything, it becomes more intense. And the sense of obligation in return to that. And you probably feel the same way about what you're doing in getting this information out. Getting this,
It's electric, you know, that sense, that feeling, the gratitude that is expressed. And, you know, I feel blessed, as I know you do, to be able to do what we are doing this lifetime. And there's probably a lot more that we don't even know we're getting into that we have to do as of yet. But if we signed on to this, we did for a reason. And it wasn't like I always knew. I had a sense about it from early on. But, you know, I had to learn. I had to get ill. I had to decide I wanted to overcome it in a different way. And I had to learn things outside of what was considered the official learning channel to be able to get where we are, both of us, today, doing some advanced medicine together on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Rasha Bittar at drbuttar.com. Of course, we have it linked up to, in the show notes, his internationally best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. I want to get Dr. Bittar to chime in on the whole vaccine battle and the anti-vaxxer battle. I need to get his comments in next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollies for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. It's close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Just the other day, the Charlotte Observer, a hometown newspaper where Dr. Bitar is most of the time, reported that a child was crippled by vaccines and was awarded in the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Court $2 million in damages. That was a mainstream newspaper. Counteract that or counter that with what we covered from Jimmy Kimmel, one of the late night comedians, talking about, attacking anti-vaxxers, as they call them, and then having a PSA, a phony PSA, but he claimed with real doctors saying, I'm a doctor, and all of us are doctors. We believe in vaccinations. We all do, and you should just get your, vaccine. Shut up. I mean, they get your GD kid vaccinated. I mean, they were cussing about this. Dr. Bitar, you're a doctor. I don't think you would agree with what they said in the PSA announcement.
Well, Robert, during the break you brought this up, so I guess the question is, do you want me to respond to Kimmel or to the doctors, or what? I mean, you tell me.
I think the doctors, because Kimmel's just a comedian. I believe the CDC wrote his monologue. Quite honestly, I mean, we know there are CDCs embedded into Hollywood to get scripts done in a certain way. But the doctors, they have the ability, capability, and capacity, and they should know better.
Well, let's start with Kimmel first. Then, if you'll indulge me, let me just start with him. It'll only take 5 seconds, okay? Anybody that says that, they've already sold their soul to the devil, and so there's no point even talking about it. They lack integrity, they lack honesty, they obviously lack judicial thinking, and they can't follow a sequential logical thought process. If they would, then they wouldn't have been making those type of statements. And if it's not that, then it's highly suspect what their motives are. They're obviously either paid, they've sold their soul to the devil, so there's nothing more needs to be said about it. I know I said 5 seconds, I took 15.
No, you did very well. Absolutely. It goes right along with what Mike Adams wrote about Kimmel as well. Very similar to what he just released today. But the doctors, what's their excuse?
Well, they're worse. You know, I've always said that the difference between a prostitute and the doctor is that at least a prostitute expects to get paid, and the doctor doesn't. And the prostitute has some ethics, and the doctor doesn't. Okay, now, some people would say, how can you say that? Well, here's how I can say it. I can tell you that there are a lot of doctors, and I don't know why I'm standing up now, Robert. I don't know why I felt the need to stand up.
You're fired up. You're ready.
Well, yeah, maybe that's what it is, but I can tell you that there are doctors that I have talked to, and I'll specifically talk about a doctor in New York who is a pediatrician, who after talking with me and has now been following our protocols, and he has cried on the phone, cried, like literally tears, mm-hmm. cried. In fact, you've met him. You met him in the Philadelphia Advanced Medicine Seminar that we did. Do you remember?
I do.
Okay. So he's a pediatrician, and he has physically, on the phone, cried, weeping, telling me that he just loses sleep at night because of all the things that he's done in the name of medicine and trying to help kids, and realizing right. what he has done has been so bad. And I told him, mm-hmm. I said, listen, you can't lose sleep over it because people like you, they're doing something different now. It's the people that will not change, that refuse to pull their head out of their fourth point of contact, as we used to say in the military, that leave the truth alone and basically cover their eyes and their ears and say, I can't hear you, I can't see you, and just continue doing the same thing. Continue perpetuating the same crime against humanity. Mm. Those are the people that need to be losing sleep. Not you. You've changed. You have faced the demon, and you have taken it head on. You have risked being ostracized from the medical community. You've risked being ridiculed by family and peers by doing the right thing. And for these doctors that truly were doctors, first of all, I don't think any real doctor would have done what they did. But let's say a doctor did do that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that people like Semmelweis were laughed at because they were crazy, because they washed their hands and before doing a procedure, and they were ridiculed. You know, look at the advances in medicine. Every advance in medicine has been attacked. The pap smear, Papanicolaou, who developed the pap smear in the United States around the turn of the century, I don't remember the exact history, but I know that it was ridiculed. It was ostracized here in the United States for decades, and he had to finally go to Europe, and it became widely used in Europe, and then they finally brought it back to the U.S. There are so many cases, Robert. I'm so flustered right now.
I know. We got to take a break, too. So do some jumping jacks. We'll be back with you, Dr. Bitar. We're going to talk about Texas rushing to medical tyranny. 9 bills on the docket to force vaccination on the people who don't want them.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
And having a good time doing it as well with Dr. Rashi Batar, Advanced Medicine. Remember, if you miss a show here, many opportunities to get the archives. The most direct way, if you love Dr. Batar as we do, you go to medicalrewind.com, medicalrewind.com. In addition to our syndicator, GCN, GCNlive.com, naturalnewsradio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio across the pond. I'll be visiting the UK later in the month for the Alliance for Natural Health. And also Epic Times. Our good friend Jerry Doyle picked up the podcast as well. So, Dr. Batar, your words are traveling further than ever before. And I'm pleased to say that they counteract the move toward tyranny, which has been going on for a long time in the medical profession. You mentioned Ignaz Semmelweis, who dared to say, "Wash your hands, doctors, before you cut on... you know, the baby, you know, before you deliver these babies after you've been cutting on cadavers," right? They said he was insane, he was crazy, he died penniless, and yet he was proven to be right. And there's
not only penniless, he died penniless in an insane asylum, disowned by his own family. Discredited, ridiculed, Mm-hmm. And of course, today we herald him as a hero. But the point is, this is a very recurrent theme, not just in medicine, but in any innovation. Look at Galileo, and mm-hmm. you know, the world is flat. The world is not flat; it's a sphere. But what they did to him, and what the church, you know, considered Galileo to be a heretic, and you know, so the list goes on and on and on. Again, we've talked about this before. The three phases of truth. The first is ridicule. Second is violent opposition, and third is, hey, we always know this to be the truth. And mm-hmm. so we're in that ridicule slash
violent opposition.
Actually, I think
yeah.
we've left the ridicule stage, and we are in the violent opposition stage now. But it depends on, you know, who's doing it, and soon it will be accepted as always having been known that it was the truth.
Yeah, and as evidence of the violent opposition. Moves toward medical tyranny. That's using the force of government, the power and force of government, to basically violate you. You know, I talk about it in terms of rape. I mean, if they can violate your skin with a needle against your will, or the, you know, against the will, they do that to your child. I mean, that is a form of rape. I call it medical rape. Texas is now rushing to medical tyranny, according to this Health Impact News story. 9 bills on vaccine coercion have been proposed. In Texas, you know, where they all carry guns, or they should. I don't know if they're going to put up with this, but they're, you know, the medical society, the medical board there in Texas is known to be very corrupt, very heavy-handed, very focused on drugs and allopathic medicine, and very stifling of any innovation.
Yeah, in Texas and North Carolina are the two states that are running neck and neck with that. You know, the Nader report with medical boards that are... The Nader report gives them a higher rating if they have more prosecutions. And actually, North Carolina, from what I understand, at least, when we were fighting the North Carolina Medical Board years ago, mm-hmm. When I say we, mean the North Carolina Integrative Medical Society, was quite egregious in their actions. And so, and I know Texas is very, very similar. So.
If only you had known back then that, well, actually it wasn't legal then, but that you could just throw beautiful bodies at the politicians and they would have their way, and then you'd probably have saved a lot of money in your defense. It was made legal now in North Carolina. We covered that story earlier.
You know what's funny is that there's only two states that I've ever held a license in. One was Texas and one was North Carolina.
you know, you just don't take on the easy jobs, you know? You just like, you were born to stand up to tyranny. You know that.
I actually just thought of that. Just now. I didn't even realize that.
That's hilarious, but not so for you. Because I mean, listen, it's been a challenge, but you haven't backed down from these challenges. You haven't cowered in fear. You stood up to them and the bullies we talk about. And there are bullies now still in Texas, as there and around the country. You know, based on the fear of measles. You know, it was Ebola, then it's measles, it's flu. They admit now the flu shot's not 28% effective, but maybe 12% effective. Yet you got Sanjay Gupta going, well, you know, what do you think? Should you still take it? Yeah, why not? Better than nothing. Really? Injecting mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, better than nothing?
Yeah, I mean, nothing.
Yeah, I choose nothing. Of course, we've got better ways to go, and that's another aspect of the whole vaccine discussion that never gets discussed. Well, a few things that don't. One, the possibility or likelihood that childhood eruptive-type diseases are a rite of passage that actually strengthen immunity. They're good for you, and that we shouldn't necessarily avoid them like the plague. And perhaps another aspect of option that we know supplementally, nutritionally, homeopathically, minerally, that there are many ways to ensure and assure that even if you should encounter these diseases as a child, that you would not succumb and die from them.
You know, there's logical things, too. We have much better hygiene nowadays. Just washing your hands and the simple things, better shelter, better... Maybe 100 years ago, we didn't have running electricity and running water and toilets like we have in every household today. And just the lack of ability to keep things clean 100 years ago, and we still survived. The human race has still survived. No matter what part of the planet you're on, it still survived. So if we've survived this long without vaccines, then why do we think it's so important all of a sudden? And when somebody with any logic, if you think about this from a logical perspective, forget about being a doctor or a researcher or a PhD or whatever, just from a common sense standpoint, if you look at cancer, you look at heart disease, you look at all these diseases that have increased exponentially over the last 20, 30 years, and you look at what has been the one major difference, it has been the absolute proliferation of vaccinations. That is the only thing that has increased at the same rate. You know, it doesn't take a rocket science to put two and two together, Robert.
Well, and the problem is, and again, if we hold Jimmy Kimmel to his word, though he sold his soul to the devil, I agree, in that context by attacking these parents, these doctors, if they were indeed real doctors, wouldn't that be a place where a state board of medicine or medical board would call into question their ethics to attack families this way? I mean, even the AMA, its code of ethics says informed consent is something that they support. Whether the doctors that are members actually acknowledge that, it's in their code of ethics.
Yeah, but it's the same thing like as the, you know, think about it, it's the same thing as evidence-based medicine, right? It's an oxymoron because everything that they're doing has nothing to do with the base of evidence. Evidence-based medicine is not double-blind placebo-controlled crossover multi-center trial. Evidence-based medicine is based upon the evidence, and the evidence is different than a double-blind placebo-controlled crossover trial. We've talked about this before. Those type of studies are designed to elicit facts, but they make no more science than a pot of bricks that makes up a house.
Yeah.
Is a house, you know. So you got a pot of bricks that make up house. So facts build make science. But you can't collect a bunch of facts and then say, hey, that's science, because that's like collecting a bunch of bricks and saying, hey, that's a house. It's not how it works.
And no, but they do. They do yell at you and they say, herd immunity, Dr. Batar, herd immunity.
Yeah, and you know, again, it comes back to that quote, Robert, that somebody put down in the book, the guy that quoted me in his book, where I said that there are three things that I've learned that nobody has a monopoly on in this planet. That is love, God, and stupidity. So every time I encounter somebody who's stupid, I thank them, because that means it's more love and God for me, because they've obviously gotten more than their fair share of stupidity.
Yeah. Well, Super Don did another brilliant meme today, and it was J. Jonah Jameson and Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire, the picture for the theme. And J. Jonah Jameson asked, do you know what the drug companies call herd immunity? And Toby says, what? They're herd annuity. I thought that was a wonderful play on words. And the reality is, and then he starts laughing hysterically because they're playing us all for fools that we believe that. You know, think about this. I've got a widget, any product. It could be a health product, could be any product. And it's so great. I want everybody to get it. And you say, does it work? Oh, yes, it works. It works great, but only if 95% of you actually use it. But if not, then it doesn't work. Yeah, who would buy a product like that?
Yeah, and that's exactly the point. When people know the facts, then people would make their own choices, because it doesn't take, like I said, a rocket scientist to figure this out. And so they have to resort to the name-calling and the ridiculing and the comedians. Basically, it's like the frog thing, right? How do you cook a frog? You put them in water and you turn up the heat slowly so the frog doesn't even know it's being cooked. And so these comedians and these tactics that the mainstream media uses, it's inundating people with the same type of information. And so all of a sudden it's tend to hear it 3 times, 5 times, 20 times, they just accept it as being the truth because they don't know any difference. And so they're using those propaganda techniques that were used during World War II by the Nazis, very, very similar things. In fact, there's a great book written by, I'm going to forget the name of the book, the guy who wrote the, oh gosh, it's a motivational series he writes. He's written about 4 or 5 different books, but he wrote a little one my brother just gave me about 6 months ago, and it talks about what the Germans did during World War II, and basically the historical perspective of what's happening now in our country and what happened back then. It's almost identical. In fact, you read that story. You remember that story that was published in the newspaper? We read that on air about a year ago. That was published in a newspaper article, and we read it. But the original time that it was published was in like 1977, and it was talking about all these different agendas. Do you remember that, Robert?
I don't have a memory of it at this moment, but then again, I should be napping at this moment. It's late.
Well, it was an article that somebody said, I think it bears repeating this because it's very important information that should be repeated. It was originally published in 1977, and then it was again published, the artist article saying that, you know, it bears repeating it again. It was in 1983, and it talks about all these aspects that were done during World War II, and it behooves us to remember that when things like this start happening, we need to be have our eyes open and our ears open.
Well, I mean, the message is very clear, and it's something that we're bringing up almost every day here, that it is not time to go quietly into the night, because we know, we talk about those who were slaughtered under the Nazi regime through the Holocaust, you know, the Jews, the Gypsies, the gays, the, you know, the people who had mental disabilities, they just, you know, just wiped them out. And it didn't happen overnight. They first had to scapegoat and ostracize and then label and then, you know, basically say these are the people who are responsible for all the ills of society. Again, now pointing at what they call anti-vaxxers. And I see this very clearly. And that's why it's greatly upsetting to me and why I've been very straightforward in calling out these celebrities and doctors who are playing this game and not giving them any quarter on it, not giving them any leeway to say, oh, well, I just didn't know. No, no. If you know anything about history, what you're participating in is a great evil. And as Dr. Bittar says, well, Kimmel may have sold his soul to the devil based on what he's doing. Will he regain it? We don't know. We'll see what happens. But we got another segment to wrap up Advanced Medicine here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rasha Bittar. Remember, medicalrewind.com. Lots more healing to go. One short segment to do it in after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, there's a movie called Bought, B-O-U-G-H-T, that's playing. I haven't seen it yet. Written rave reviews. Everybody's saying, gotta watch it. Feature-length movie. They said the production values are high. Tying in the vaccine agenda, the medical agenda, the Wall Street agenda. Sounds like it's really fascinating. So we sent the link out through the Twitter account, at Ars Bell Media. And Dr. Batar, maybe you can watch it. We can talk a little bit about our experience next week on that, because it seems to be something that's opening some eyes and ears.
Yeah,
maybe
absolutely.
Hearts.
I'll definitely watch it. I think you said you want to send me the link, right?
Yeah, we sent you the link through the what do they call that? Inter something or other?
Yeah.
Superdon, you know.
The inner tubes.
The inner tubes, that's right. Yeah,
yes.
So we've peddled it over to you. All right. Hey, Superdon, since your mic is open, your passion has just been let loose on not only this vaccine issue, but the whole medical freedom versus medical tyranny issue.
Mm.
And we have Dr. Batar here. This might be an advantageous time to ask him another question.
Yeah, well, you know, listen, I have just become a student of trying to decipher the code behind these knuckleheads that like to use the denialism term and point it at everybody. You know, one of the things that I've noticed about these guys that like to point the fingers and say everybody's wrong except for me, the pillar, the core foundation of what they're standing on is this concept that science and scientific consensus is infallible, that science is not wrong. In fact, science doesn't make mistakes. It is self-correcting, so it's never wrong. It's just constantly evolving and correcting itself. How would you respond to somebody who said that?
Well, wouldn't it be convenient for all criminals to say, hey, I'm not wrong, I'm just self-correcting?
I like that.
My behavior to make sure that whatever I've done wrong is no longer considered wrong, then I'll change it. I mean,
I wish I'd thought of that one when I was a teenager. That would have been great.
Yeah, you know, this thing, the whole concept of self-correcting, it's interesting. It's very convenient, but
what does Liam say? Liam says it this way: facts change. That's what he says. Facts change. In science, you watch facts change. Oh, it changed. They don't admit they were wrong. Oh, just it changed.
No, one theory was wrong, so they just replace it with another, and now everything's good.
Yep, that's exactly right. There. You see, the thing is that it's very, very convenient to just change the fact as they become most accommodating for your particular situation at that time. It's a very a perfect system. It's a very utopian concept, actually, and it would be all great and sugar and spice and everything nice if the consequences weren't that they are hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people dying or getting maimed because of this adjustment in science that's taking place.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very interesting thing that I've uncovered here is I've been looking at how this has been structured. Basically, it's like scientists, if you're a scientist, you are like the closest thing that a mortal man can get to be like a demigod or something in this society, because you do nothing wrong, you have no liability, everything you say is the truth, anybody who argues with you is wrong, and it's just, I don't know, it's just this really bizarre thing. It's like it's been set up that way so that, you know, that you cannot argue with these guys at all whatsoever without being ostracized and criticized and considered a crank or a quack, and it's really pissed me off. So I'm sitting here looking at this, and I'm going, they keep saying that it's science. Science cannot be argued with. So if you could, if I could, say, Dr. Bitar, what would you say would be the most memorable and preferably recent example you can think of where science was completely wrong?
The most recent?
Yeah.
Is this like a joke?
No.
Superdine never jokes about this.
Vaccines.
No. Vaccines, yeah. How about
okay.
it? Big time.
Right.
And that's the one thing that they're pushing back the hardest on because they've got nothing behind it. But they say, evidence-based medicine. Where's their evidence, Dr. Bitar?
Yeah, well, whatever evidence they've got, they're smoking it.
Well said, Dr. Rasha Bitar, with us each and every Monday, beginning of the week, doing some advanced medicine. Check out medicalrewind.com. And, of course, robertscottbell.com for all the notes and the links and all the cool things that are happening in broadcast media, where we get to remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.